Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Everybody, welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor Prosperity Pearson is here with us. Glory to God for what day, George?
224 days of prosperity we've been doing ever since we started in 2011, Gloria. This has been great.
If you're not prosperous, it's not mine and George's fault, because we've preached the word on it that brings prosperity.
That's right. And all of these outlines that we're teaching on, these are available to you on kcm.org, and not only the ones from these broadcasts, Gloria, but from all of them.
Amen.
All 224
outlines. Not even a small fee
are available to you. We've had almost 600,000 downloads of these notes.
George, that is awesome.
And people are hungry to know about how to walk in the blessing of God and the provision of God. He's interested. You know what? It gives God good pleasure to prosper His people. I didn't put that scripture in this one. I need to include that.
People need to tell us how it's blessed.
We need to have testimonies.
Wouldn't that encourage you to do 1,000 more?
It would encourage me.
If we heard that it was a blessing and people are prospering.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you something, Gloria. This is very interesting, but I was thinking about this morning as I was praying before I got here. And I thought about how what we are doing is the fulfillment of one of the mandates that God gave to you and Kenneth for this ministry. You know, when I first came on board, and this is my 40th year with the ministry.
It's been a while.
I did the art department,
You've learned a lot, George.
I have learned a lot. And I remember when the first meetings that I went on, I traveled with Kenneth, I worked the book tables, I did various things, and just listening to him preach. And every time he would say, "This ministry is called to do," and he'd say something, I'd write it down. And it eventually became the mission statement of our ministry. Well, one of the things that we are responsible for in this ministry and in our church is to teach the laws that govern supernatural abundance and prosperity.
Praise God.
And that's exactly what we're doing
here.
That's right. We are fulfilling that part of the mandate.
Hallelujah.
To bring this message of prosperity, that it is God's will for you to prosper.
Yes.
He gets good pleasure out of prospering you. And what we're teaching on these 2 weeks is God is my source.
Amen.
You know, there are people that are struggling financially, Gloria, and they get under the pressure of that and the stress. You know exactly. When Terry and I've dealt with that, not to the degree that we
cook potatoes in a coffee pot.
We did take my parents out to dinner one time when they came to visit us, and I didn't know if I'd have the money to pay the meal until my dad said, "Oh, let me take care of it."
And I said, sure.
So but you guys, you have really, you were in an extreme position.
We were.
And you just took hold of the word that you learned through Brother Hagin when you moved to Tulsa.
About faith,
and then through Brother Roberts, the same thing, the healing ministry. And you were those people who were serious about it.
You better believe it.
You have to be serious. I'm a serious student of this ministry and of the Word. And I am too. I am too. As a matter of fact, I watch you sometimes when we have ministers' conference or we're at a meeting somewhere, or Keith Moore, you're down the row there writing in your notebook.
I don't miss.
Just listening and taking it all in. Well, we're talking about people who are struggling financially, and they come to a place where they get under such pressure, they say, "Where's it going to come from? Where are we going to get it? How are we going to pay this bill? Where's the money going to come from?"
I remember that.
And we have to renew our minds, Gloria. We must. I'm doing this. We're all doing this around here because this ministry is called to some big things, and we need some big things. And so we're renewing our minds to the fact that God is our source. He is our total support, source of supply, and it will do something to you. It will do something to our faith when we renew our minds to God being source of everything. I mean, not one thing in our life that does not come from Him.
That's right.
That we renew our minds to that place. God is my source. God is my source.
Healing.
Where are you going to get that car? God is my source. How are you going to get healed? The Word is my source.
That's right.
The Word is my source.
In other words, faith. Believe in the Word.
Faith will do it. And there's a here is a word that Brother Copeland had in 2011. Don't look to the government for your supply. Don't look to other people for your supply. Pastors, don't look to your congregation for your supply. Jesus is our source and the Word is our supply.
That's right. The government is broke, but Jesus has supplied.
That's right. The
they're
government is broke
and
Jesus has
debt.
Supplied. That's it. And the kingdom of heaven is not broke.
No, and it won't ever be broke.
It will not. As a matter of fact, the kingdom is increasing.
Amen.
More and more every
and
single
more.
Day. And so are you. You are increasing more and more every day. And so I also want to remind you that we have a free book that we want to give to you. God is your
That's
source.
Scriptures. Isn't a lot
has,
of scriptures?
Has 70 scriptures, 70 scriptures that
I
we're talking
that.
About here. And Gloria and I put this together. It has quotes by Gloria, quotes by me. And just what we're teaching, we're taking everything that we're teaching in these 10 days and condensing it into this book so that you can take this and renew your mind, read it, the scriptures every day. You can carry it with you wherever you go. So that's going to help
Praise
you tremendously.
God.
Gloria, today we're going to talk about the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. And He adds no sorrow to it. The blessing, which really is, when you're talking about God being your source, He is the source of the blessing. He is the blessing.
You know, there's a lot of rich people, but they've got sorrow if they don't have God.
They're under extreme.
Now they've got money to do all the curse they want to do, and they're worse off. But we have a blessing.
Yes.
We can prosper.
Yes.
And be blessed.
Yes.
Because God is our source.
That's the understanding that some religious people don't have about the message of prosperity.
Yeah,
they
right.
haven't read the laws of prosperity where Brother Copeland said that true prosperity is the ability to meet the needs of mankind in every realm of life, spirit, soul, yeah, body, financially,
right.
socially. And to be able to prosper is God's delight. And it says here, the blessing of the Lord, it doesn't say it makes poor.
No.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't say it'll just get you by either.
That's right. It doesn't just get you by. It doesn't get you from paycheck to paycheck. It doesn't make you behind. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich.
Amen.
And if you look at the word rich, if that's not enough, in the Hebrew, and the word rich is a biblical word. It's not a bad word. It's not a dirty word. It's a real,
it's a
blessing word. And it says in rich, it means to accumulate, to grow rich and become wealthy. That's what that word
now,
rich
means.
Now, where
is it, does it say, or did I just, is this my thought? Rich with no sorrow.
Rich with no sorrow.
Is there a translation?
That's another way to say it there. Rich with no sorrow.
Hallelujah.
The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. He adds
no sorrow.
No sorrow to it.
Amen.
And this Good News Bible says, it is the Lord's blessing that will make you wealthy. See, He is the source. He is the source
yeah.
of that blessing. He is the source of that income. He is the source of that provision. Whatever that provision
favor.
Might
He's
be.
He's the source of the favor.
It's the source of the favor. It is the source of your healing. It is yeah. the source of whatever is needed in a household. The blessing of the Lord is your source. The Brenton translation says, the blessing of the Lord is on the head of the righteous.
Ah.
It enriches him, and grief of heart shall not be added to it.
Is that on your notes? I like that.
Yeah, that's number three there on the top part, A. The blessing of the Lord, it's on the head of the righteous, or the blessing of the Lord, it sits on us. We are blessed
Hallelujah.
Everywhere we go. Terry and I are experiencing things all the time. The blessing of the Lord is all over us, Gloria.
Praise God.
The favor of God, the things that the Lord is doing, it's just absolutely, just the other day.
It's a blessing.
They called me from the accounting department here. It was Jan, your sister. And we were talking and she said, oh, by the way, I thought I'd let you know that somebody sent in a $200,000 check for the church.
Praise
Woo-ee.
God. Was that a blessing?
That was a blessing.
Hallelujah.
That was a blessing, Gloria.
Praise
and
God.
We expect it all the time. We are very careful that we do not look to people.
Now think about that. Somebody in your church
mm-hmm.
got blessed big time.
They did.
And then they sent an offering to the church.
They did. They did.
How come they got blessed? Because they heard the word. They believed it. They took it. Mm-hmm. And the blessing of the Lord makes rich.
It was a member of our congregation.
Praise God.
And they sowed that $200,000 into...
I believe they receive 100.
I believe it too. Terry and I had the opportunity to pray with them, and to pray over them, and to believe God with them.
Praise God.
But I expect that all the time. Yes. As I teach our church to say that when they hear a good testimony in church, we say, and that happens
to
me
all the time. Amen.
That
yes.
happens to me all the time. Hallelujah. So the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. It's not your smarts. It's not how talented we are. It's not any of those things. We have
it's
to.
It's good that it's not any of those things.
Yeah. It is good. It is good. It is the blessing.
Yes.
It is the blessing of the Lord that makes us truly rich. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between the worldly rich.
Yeah. And the truly
and
rich.
And the truly rich.
Because the truly rich has no sorrow added to it.
That's right. That's right. And they're givers and they're sowers. And they always have others on their minds. I mean, that's what truly rich
that's
is
good.
All about. So let's talk about this blessing, Gloria. In Genesis chapter 1, let me flip over there to Genesis chapter 1. And in verses 27 and 28, so God created man in his own image, the image and the likeness of God created he him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. Okay, here's the blessing.
It is, yes.
God blessed them and said to them. Now, in essence, the definition of the blessing is found right here, what he said over them. He said, be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
So to be blessed means to be fruitful or to produce much fruit, to multiply. We are to multiply in our resources, to multiply in our ability
increase.
To give, our increase, to increase. He said, and fill the earth. Now listen to this, and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man.
Praise
Isn't that
God.
A great scripture?
Mm-hmm.
Have dominion over the fish, over the birds of the air, over every living creature that moves upon the earth. Now, let
Praise
me read
God.
This next section to us, Gloria, because this comes from a book that Brother Copeland wrote called The Blessing of the Lord It Maketh Rich and Adds No Sorrow to It. That's available. You can get that at KCM. And I'm quoting Brother Copeland here. He said, with those words, God imparted to Adam and Eve and to all mankind the blessing. He told them who they were. They were the lords of the earth created by God in His image as rulers and royalty. He told them what they were supposed to do, replenish or fill up the earth, subdue it, and bring it in line with the perfect will of God. He also gave them the power to carry out that assignment. So in number three here, it says, Kenneth says, to bless actually means to empower.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
To bless means to empower. It means that God empowers us to prosper. The source is Him. It's all Him. It's all Him. So the first words that Adam ever heard, the first sound that ever struck
wow.
his eardrums was the sound of God's voice empowering him with a divine creative ability to reign over the earth and to make it a perfect reflection of God's best and His highest will.
Isn't that awesome?
That's
Praise
the blessing.
God.
Mm. That's the blessing. And that blessing, Gloria, is still activated. It's still
yes, it is.
Alive. It still tells us what we are responsible to do. As a matter of fact, I'm reading back now what Brother Copeland just read here with those words. With those words, God imparted to you and me the blessing. The blessing
Be blessed.
Has been imparted to
I
us. Be
it.
Blessed. So you could say here, He told us who we are. We are the lords of the earth, created by God in His image as rulers and royalty. He tells us what we're supposed to do. We are supposed to replenish or fill up the earth. We are supposed to subdue it and bring it in line into the perfect will of God.
We have dominion.
We have dominion.
We take dominion.
We have authority. That's
right.
The blessing.
That's it.
That's the blessing.
And yet, then there's just multitudes of Christians that don't take it.
No, they don't.
I take it.
Yes, I do. I do too.
Authority.
I do too.
Sickness tries to come on me, I say, no, you don't. You're not coming here. Lack tries to come on me, I say, uh-uh, not here, you don't.
That's
I'm
it.
Blessed.
That's
I've been
it.
Blessed, and I can't be cursed.
That's right. You've
Hallelujah.
Been blessed. You can't be cursed.
I heard somebody say this in their thoughts. I'd never say that. Well, you better get over that and start saying, I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes. It takes that kind of discipline, Gloria, for us to line up our words with the Word of God, with the blessing that He has for us, that God is our source, and it's the blessing of the Lord that is resting upon us for us to be able to fulfill and do what He's called us to do.
How did that blessing come upon us? Through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We received Him
yes.
as our Lord and Savior. We were born again.
Yep.
The blessing came on us.
Yep.
We're blessed. The devil can't do anything about it unless we let him.
Unless we let him.
Give him words to work with.
Yeah.
And allow him to do things he has no right to do. What is he anyway? He's a thief and a liar.
Yeah.
That's what he does for a living.
And he's a thief and a liar. And he's a defeated one at that.
That's right. And so we put him in his place.
And we've been given that authority, that dominion. You know, when it talks about subduing the earth, I heard a definition one time about that word, subdue. If it gets out of line, put it back.
That's good. That's it.
If it gets out of line, you put it back.
Is that on your list here?
Mm-mm. No, that just kind of came up in me from my memory of some things that I've studied before. But, you know, you have dominion over your own household. If it gets out of line, you put it back.
Amen.
Terry and I, we've been dealing with
several
issues in our home about things breaking down. And we got to thinking about it, and we started talking about it, and here's what we came to, the fact that we're tithers.
That's right.
And the Lord said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Somebody tries to devour your refrigerator. You say, no, no.
No.
The devil tries to devour your house. Air conditioner. Say, no,
so
no,
So we
no.
took authority, Gloria, over that and
That's
said, in the
choice.
Name of Jesus, we declare tithers' rights.
Tithers' rights.
We take authority over our household and we command the draining of finances to stop right now and things to be fixed. You line up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Be fixed in the name of Jesus.
That's a great message there, George.
We had to just take our authority and subdue it, but the blessing of the Lord is on us.
That's right.
Now, on the second page, Gloria, let's just run through a couple of these scriptures. This first one, just God is the source of your wealth. He is the source of our wealth. And look at these scriptures, Genesis 14, 22. But Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have raised my hand to the Lord, God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, mm-hmm. and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich. What we're saying here is Abram knew that it was God that made him rich.
That's right.
And he wasn't about to take anything from that king for that king to say, I made Abram rich.
I won't take anything from anybody.
Anything from anybody except the Lord.
That's right.
And Abram had really fixed his heart and fixed his mind on the fact that God was his source. Gloria, why don't you read this next one? This is from the Amplified translation. Number two there, read that to us.
Amplified is Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your abundant compensation, and your reward shall be exceedingly great. Now, what was the first instruction for the rest of this to come to pass?
Fear not.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Because fear and faith can't work together.
That's
so if
right,
you're a
Gloria,
person
that's
who
right.
is in fear,
yeah.
you need to take action immediately. Get your faith going.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to believe God and stay with it. Because here's the thing. Faith opens the door to God. Fear opens the door to the devil. God, the blessing is on us to bless us, and fear steals from us. Opens the door to the
yes,
devil.
Yes, it does.
The things
yes,
that
does.
They feared
yep.
came upon them.
Yeah.
So we're not having any fear.
Mm-mm.
We're just having
Mm-mm.
the blessing. So we're going to stay in faith. You say, yeah, but I never have really I don't know how to do that. What do? You take the word, you put it in your eyes and your ears. If it's a word about healing, you look up the scriptures on healing. You take it, get it down in your heart. You say it with your mouth. You release your faith and say, I believe.
I believe.
By your stripes.
By your stripes.
I was healed.
I was healed.
If I was healed.
If I was healed.
I am healed.
I am healed.
And my body, put your hands on your head and say, my body is healed now.
My body is healed now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
That's the way you take authority. That's the way you take
Praise
authority
God,
over finances.
Glory. That's right. That's
Our
right.
children that are out lost and
yes,
have, don't know God.
Yep.
You don't let the devil run over you. We're
Come
supposed
on.
To stop him, George.
Come on, Gloria. That's
oh,
it.
That's right.
That's it. That's it.
Hallelujah.
The last couple of scriptures, Deuteronomy 8:18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power
from.
To get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers as it is this day.
Hallelujah.
1 Chronicles 29:12, both riches and honor come from you.
There you have it.
And our first one, last one here rather, 1 Timothy 6:17. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches,
That's
but
right.
in the living God who gives us richly
all things
to enjoy.
To enjoy.
So He is, Gloria, the source.
What is all things?
All things. All.
Amen.
All.
That's what I think.
A-L-L. All things.
Everything. Richly to enjoy. Not stingily, not meagerly, richly.
All richly.
I believe this.
Richly.
I believe it.
All things
I
to enjoy.
It. Glory to God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Lord. That was good.
You know, there's lots of good stuff in your Bible. You just need to get in it and find out what. And it's all a blessing. If you'll walk with God, you can have it. Hallelujah. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.